Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Yesterday, in follow-up reaction to the RT investigates into the abuse which was going on in the scouting organisations, in particular the CBSI, the Catholic Boy Scouts of Ireland, as it was known. Obviously, it was a small number, but the way it was handled raises even more serious questions. Though nothing could be as serious as the abuse suffered by the young people who we heard from a number of them yesterday. And then the other person mentioned that had not been mentioned before is a man called Joe Lawler. He was chief scout for two terms, I think 12 years, and he was a senior scout for nearly 30 years. But the issue that was raised on Liveline yesterday for the first time was the fact that Mr. Lawler was a senior employee of the Department of Justice, and he was a senior childcare worker with the Probation and Welfare Service. In other words, he had access to children on a daily basis. And then we had one of his colleagues, former colleagues in the profession, Paddy O'Dea, highly regarded former colleague. He contacted the programme to say he was the recipient of an allegation, of a serious allegation of abuse against Mr. Lawler while he was a probation officer and in his probation office in Anne's Lane, which is now gone just off South Ann Street in Dublin. And he reported it. He said he initially reported to the Gardaí, which was the correct thing to do. And then he, in the same letter, went to his seniors and is up to the organisation and the Department of Justice, but also to the Gardaí at the same time. And basically nothing was done. That's the brunt of it. And we asked for a statement from the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice said they reported it to the Gardaí. Paddy O'Dea told us he had already reported to the Gardaí, and we've submitted a number of questions to the Department of Justice about this serious allegation about somebody who was working on a daily basis with children and had enormous power, as you'll hear shortly, over the children, the young people in his care, because he was a probation officer. And as Paddy O'Dea pointed out yesterday, probation officers had the power, if someone was on probation, to put them into prison if they weren't behaving, or they said they weren't behaving. That is the power. And we're still waiting on answers from the Department of Justice and the Probation and Welfare Service about what was done with this allegation. Was Paddy O'Dea questioned? He wasn't. Was his senior questioned? Apparently she wasn't either. Both highly regarded members of the profession. And if you heard an allegation from those two people, you believed it immediately and you took it seriously. Obviously, it wasn't taken seriously. Was Joe Lawler ever interviewed? Were the CBSI, the Catholic Boy Scouts, of which he was chief commissioner at the time, were they ever asked? Who was actually asked about these serious allegations? Was Joe Lawler suspended and put on gardening leave while the allegation was investigated? The answer is, from what we can find out, is no. But we await the response from the Department of Justice, which in their statement yesterday began by saying our primary duty in the probation service is the care of those who are put in our care, and they're primarily young people and young men especially. And in the last few minutes, I spoke to, had a long conversation, about 25 minutes, with a man called George, who contacted us. We began the conversation. He had agreed to be recorded, but he basically became so upset that he couldn't continue, which is fine. And we didn't continue the interview, though he did talk to me privately, and he did say I could communicate what he said to me. And basically what he said is, in the year beginning 1979, he had been released from the custodial institution, Locken House, up in County Cavan, near Black Lion. He'd been released, he said, into the care, so to speak, of Joe Lawler in Anne's Lane. And he was told by Joe Lawler to come in and see him once a week in his office in Anne's Lane. He described Anne's Lane to me, it's exactly as I remember it, the various details about steps, stairs, car parking and the configuration of offices. All the offices were closed, and how quiet the place could be, because most of the probation officers, I think there's about 12 of us in the building, most of us on any given day would be out on home visits or whatever. So it could be very, very quiet. He said This man said quite clearly in great distress that Joe Lawler, as a probation officer, abused him once a week for nearly 18 months in the probation in his office. He also said that Joe Lawler threatened him that if he did reveal or to anybody what was happening to him, that Joe Lawler said, "I will put you back into lock and house." And the interview, to hear that man's voice, which I did, the man was petrified still. The abuse, he said, happened in 79-80. The abuse that Paddy O'Dea reported yesterday to the Department of Justice happened in 1974. So before he was abusing this young man, he was 16 at the time, Joe Lawler had already been reported, but he was still continuing his reign of, it seems, terror from what this young man. He's now in his 40s. He also said he's aware of three other young boys at the time who were being abused by Joe Lawler. And he told me that two of them are now dead, and both of them died in their early 20s in very difficult circumstances. He said he did report the abuse to one priest in the hostel where he was living, and nothing was done about it. He says, "I feel dirty. I feel that I was the problem. And I actually thought at one stage he liked me." So here's a vulnerable 16-year-old in the power of this man. He came from a difficult family background, as many 16-year-olds who come across probation do. And Joe Lawler obviously exploited that. He said Joe Lawler was a cruel man, a smooth man. He wore a suit and tie. He was a big man, we all remember that. And he always did wear a suit and tie. He said, and this is George's own words, not his real name, he said that I was a good looking child, and Joe Lawler told me I was a good looking child. George, by the way, would be 56 now. And the detail of what was happening to him on a weekly basis on the property of the Department of Justice in the care of the Probation and Welfare Service definitely sent a chill down my spine when I was listening to him. And obviously he's now in his 50s. He's had a difficult circumstances afterwards, for various reasons, not unrelated, by the way, to Joe Lawler. And I just want you to hear one, if I can get one line that he agreed we could use. This is the first question I asked George, and this is the only line we will use with his agreement. From
every time I went up.
Okay, let's hear. I asked George what was his reaction when he heard the name Joe Lawler.
Every time I went up.
Oh, for God's sake. My God, you poor man.
He was actually a very cruel man, very arrogant, now that I think about it. You know, very smooth. I don't know the word.
Oily is a word I used to take when I met him.
Yeah, but he always dressed the same in a kind of grace.
Yes, okay. No, that was a clip when you talked about how cruel the man was, but his reaction when I asked about Joe Lawler was he scared him to death. Okay, let me bring Marie in. Marie, good afternoon.
Joe.
You met Joe Lawler.
Yes, I did, actually. I mean, it was listening to your programme yesterday triggered the memories. As a student, I worked on the play centres. Mm-hmm. And at the time, those play centres were run by the Civics Institute of Ireland.
Okay.
They were subsequently taken over by Dublin Corporation, Dublin City Council. But I remember at the time I was working in Mountjoy Square.
Yeah, there's a playground there.
Yes,
there still
indeed,
is, yeah.
And there was a small pavilion, which I suppose was little more than a rain shelter. Now, when I worked there, I didn't know him as Joe Lawler. In the Times, people didn't have their first or Christian names. I knew him as Mr. Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to come occasionally, I suppose about once a week. I can't actually remember because I do remember him and I remember the occasions. But how often he came, I cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came, he was given the usage of the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was told at no time was he to be disturbed. Now, at that time, it was prior to the Gregory deal, there was a lot of children around the area, and it was their sole outlet, the play area, Mountjoy Square and the other play centres nearby. And I don't know if he was seeing clients there or who he was seeing. And I don't actually know if he actually went to other play centres. Mm-hmm. But I do know that he came there and he was treated very well by the senior staff, who, incidentally, were wonderful women and did a wonderful job there.
I came across because he used to work in the playground in Sheriff Street subsequently.
Exactly.
Now, Marie, do you remember the capacity? Was Joe Lawler there in his capacity as a probation officer?
All I knew was that he worked for the probation service he was a guy, that he was in the, not the guys, the scouts. But okay. I didn't know what capacity he was coming. I just knew that it.
Well, what time of day or night would he appear?
It would be the late afternoon.
Well, then he wasn't in his scout uniform.
Oh no!
No, so it was in his capacity as an employee of the Department of Justice.
Dressed smartly as an ordinary smart man, dressed with collar and tie, and what have you. No, he wasn't in scout's uniform, not at all. It would have been late afternoons because most of the activities were for children for the after-school activities.
Okay, and was it... What prompted you to remember this? Was it?
I tell you, prompted me to was just listening to your programme. And I said, my goodness, I had a hunch. I was still in my teens at the time. I was a student.
Okay.
And I think the word paedophilia wasn't... I don't think it was ever mentioned at that time. I know the children were very well, shall we say, supervised on the play centres, but I honestly don't think any of the people would have been aware of such a thing as child abuse in that sense. But what really triggered it was I just had a hunch about the man. I just had a suspicion. I don't know, gut feeling, what have you.
A suspicion about what?
I just didn't like him, you know? I mean, I cannot even verbalise why I didn't like him.
And the room that you said, the room that you recall, if you can, where he took these...
Well, it would have had a small office,
okay,
which was used by the staff.
But was it a closed office? That's
it would have been a closed office, and then it would have had a sort of an open play area, which would have had, at the time, if I recall, table tennis. Table.
Usual games,
and little more, just seating around the edge, the old-style benches. It was really just, it wasn't more than a rain shelter, really.
Now,
there was a front door, and it was closed. And I was told, actually, not to disturb Mr. Lawler.
Mm.
So I didn't disturb Mr. Lawler.
See, as I pointed out, George, and yesterday, Paddy O'Dea's alligator, who was a former colleague of Joe Lawler in the probation, now there's 300 people in the probation service.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you necessarily
know them. I worked at one stage with Paddy O'Dea. It was lovely to hear his voice yesterday.
Great social worker, great educationist as well. He was in Trinity.
Absolutely.
But his point was that this young man who reported it, well, he wasn't young when he reported to Paddy. It was 12 years later, and Paddy took it very seriously. This young man said the abuse took place in Anne's Lane. We now have a second young man who I spoke to earlier, who's too distressed to talk. You heard his voice briefly there.
Yes, I did, yes.
George, he was abused in Anne's Lane. So they were abused, and these allegations haven't been heard before publicly. They were abused on the property of the Department of Justice in a child care agency.
Yes.
This is the, well, apart from the horror of the abuse, which you can still hear. I could still hear in that man's voice. But I just...
But it was just so blatant.
Okay, and we asked the Department of Justice yesterday, who were Joe Lawler's boss?
Mm-hmm.
They said they were aware of an allegation, but basically their statement, I don't have their statement from yesterday, I'll get it now. Their statement basically said... We reported to the guards, which is bizarre because Paddy O'Dea said he reported to the guards, and the department, we put in five queries about was he suspended, was he interviewed, was Joe Lawler interviewed, was Paddy O'Dea or his senior, were they interviewed, because they would have been highly regarded as serious professionals who would not make any allegations lightly. Was the CBSI ever contacted? Was Joe Lawler ever moved in his capacity as working with children on a day-to-day basis? There were five questions, and we basically... got an answer now from the Department of Justice, 1344, And it begs, it didn't answer one of those single questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in fact, the insult is, and I'll say it directly to the Department of Justice, do you think we're dopes in here? The insult is, it's the exact same statement they sent us yesterday. They say, but the only difference is, in response to questions from Liveline, the department provided a detailed statement to the programme yesterday with regard to this case. Right. Wait for this. Let listeners be the judge, not me. I'm probably too close to this at this stage because I was deeply upset talking to George, knowing that there was abuse. I wasn't there at the time that George was abused, but the horror was, I'm now thinking, was I in the building when Joe Lawler, in the floor up above me, in an office up above me, was abusing children? That would send my stomach churning, I can tell you, when that image came into my head. This is what the department say is their detailed statement. The Department of Justice is aware that one of the alleged perpetrators named by Primetime on Tuesday night and Wednesday night in relation to the allegations of historic child abuse. Historic, is it really? Historic, these people are still suffering. Suffering is not history to them. But the department called it historic child abuse in scouting organisations in Ireland was a member of the probation service. An allegation that this probation officer sexually abused a child in 1974 was made to the probation service in September 2020. That was by Paddy O'Dea and his senior. At the time, I'm adding that, at the time, say the Department of Justice, the probation service took appropriate steps in response to the allegation and reported it to An Garda Síochána and the relevant help board, which at the time was the relevant child protection organisation. That's the end of their detailed statement. The five questions we asked them about, was Joe Lawler interviewed by the Department of Justice, by a child care agency? He wasn't working on the shop floor in Arnott's or BT's. He had daily powerful access to young people. And as we heard from George, he would threaten to put him into prison. What greater threat could you have to a child, apart from life and death, than that you would put them back into prison if they did report what was the crimes that were being committed? So we're going to call on the department again. Would they please either have the decency to write to detail, because we detailed the five questions yesterday, to write beside him, no answer, because that's not a detailed statement. And that is not respectful of the victims either, from a state agency. And the probation service, we've also asked them to speak to us, but we've had no response. And remember, their remit is primarily childcare, because the people involved in probation service, as you know, Marie, are primarily young men, and a lot of them are very vulnerable backgrounds. But just this line, I just want people to hear this line from George, not his real name. When I said to him, what is your reaction when you hear the name Joe Lawler?
That scares me to death. You know, because he used to walk around with his head up in the air and everything like that, you know.
He was an arrogant man.
Very calm and collected, you know. But that's what these people are, you know.
Scares me to death. You can hear it in the man's voice. Breed, good afternoon.
Hello.
Go ahead, Breed. You contacted us. Go ahead, Breed.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Joe, when I heard that Primetime, my husband didn't want me to look at it, he must know, but anyway.
Because you're involved in the scouts, or you were involved?
No, I was in the scouts for about 20 years, right? And I was the cub leader and a beaver leader, and they were the happiest days of my life.
Yeah.
Joe was our chief scout.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard that, my stomach turned. I was sick. I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. I just thought of the poor lads, you know, that were abused. Mm-hmm. My heart went out to them. Now, I tell you, I just want to say that scouting for me was the happiest days of my life. We had, I was in Green Hills. The lads that I had in Cubs then, I still meet them as married men, with their talking about the scout camps and jamborees and all we went on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to get that out to the young leaders that are out there now, that scouting is the most wonderful organisation. There are most wonderful leaders in it.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that there were people like him. And, you know, I always taught him. I knew him. On the training team and we used to be in the room together and all. But you know what I always felt about him, Joe? I always felt he was power and prestige were the two words I would have put on. And he had all his medals. But that never meant anything to me.
Yeah.
Because when I was involved in the scouts, Like, there was none of this. We didn't want about paedophiles or anything like that. It wasn't in our head. But we just went along. We did our duties in our units. And those lads, when I was involved, it was only boys in the association.
Yeah.
And I loved every single one of them. You know, they still talk to us. They still talk to us as married men. And our chaplain, we had Father and Son weekends. We had a wonderful chaplain.
Yeah.
Everything was just great. But I am sick in my stomach because I knew him and I knew his wife. And to think there was a person like him doing this horrible thing to all these poor boys. And see, boys and men find it so much more difficult to disclose these things than women do.
I completely agree with you, and I know the Scouts is a fantastic organisation, but if there was this a number of people engaged in this, well, it needs to be, and I know you're agreeing. But the even more shocking allegation for me is that this man in particular, Joe Lawler, was a senior employee of the Department of Justice.
Yeah, that's
he was a senior employee
well, yeah.
of the Probation and Welfare Service.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
this
yeah.
was reported to the Probation and Welfare Service. This serious allegation about an abuse in 1974 was made, the allegation, to be clear, was made in September 2000. And basically, the Probation Service and the Department of Justice did absolutely nothing. We asked them, what did they do? Did they put Joe Lawler on gardening leave? He was an employee. They had power over him. In the Scouts, it's a different hierarchy. Joe Lawler was the chief scout in Ireland.
Yeah.
He was on two occasions for
yeah.
12
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
But my point is, he was employee of the Department of Justice when these allegations.
Yeah.
They knew he was working with vulnerable children on a day-to-day basis. They knew he could see people on his own in the office that he had in the office of the Probation Service. It was an outlying office, so to speak, a branch office in Anne's Lane in Dublin. And it seems they did absolutely nothing about it. They didn't call him in. They didn't take any. There was no protocols. If an allegation is made, a serious allegation is made in that way, they didn't. It seems they didn't interview the whistleblower, so to speak, Paddy O'Dea. They didn't interview his senior, it seems. And they didn't interview Mr. Lawler. They didn't pursue it. They just said at the time, the Probation Service took appropriate steps in response and reported to An Garda Síochána, who, by the way, already knew about it because Paddy O'Dea had the good sense at the same time as he sent the letter upwards, he sent the letter outwards to An Garda Síochána and the Health Board. So Paddy O'Dea did that. So let not the Probation Service try and take credit for that or the Department of Justice, because Paddy O'Dea did it. And they did nothing. Nothing, knowing, and subsequently other children would have been in day-to-day contact with Mr. Lawler. Okay,
I find it hard to believe that there was people in scouting that were in his circle that didn't know.
Well, you heard, I don't know whether you knew Frank Butler, the training officer.
Yeah, I knew Frank, yeah.
Well, I don't know, did you see him on RT Investigates the other night? I mean, he was clear, he said to Joe Lawler, I think
but why didn't he go to the police? You know, I'm just saying from my perspective. Maybe nowadays it's different, but I got annoyed at that actually, because I would have maybe think if somebody had said that to me, I would have gone to the police. We're trained now that you go to the police. You don't accept anything like this. Even one abuse is enough. Is too much. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't. I think. There must have been somebody, you know, that was in his inner circle that knew. Why didn't they say it? Do you know what I mean? But anyway, my main message, Joe, is that Scouting is a wonderful organisation. Yeah. I have the best of friends that I still have that I met when I was a cub leader.
Okay, and I take that, and you can hear it in your voice, Breed. And my own children were involved in Scouts, particularly my daughter, and benefited her, and I think the organisation benefited from her presence. She absolutely got an incredible leadership skills and great
fun.
And I got
a husband out of it, Joe.
Well done, Breed. Well
I
done.
Did.
And
the most wonderful man in
well
this
done.
World. I
well
got
done.
A husband out of it.
But I can hear your distress, but also, Breed, I think you've raised another very serious question. Where was nobody who suspected all these things about Joe Lawler? Was nobody tempted to go to the Gardaí. And if they'd gone to the Gardaí, according to the probation service, the Gardaí would have had another allegation, which they say they passed on. They didn't. It was Paddy O'Dea who passed it on. So the Gardaí might have said, hang on a minute, these are two allegations coming from two different organisations that this man is involved in. So, but it didn't. And he threatened, as we know, he threatened Frank Butler with defamation and solicitors, and he would have known a lot of solicitors. But anyway, anyone can do that. Okay,
well, I hope all those lads get help somewhere, Joe. Yeah. I really do. Yeah, listen, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
for
making the call. Breed, Anne-Marie, thanks indeed. 51551 joe@rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And joe@rt.ie. Derek is on the line. Back to the former chief scout and the former senior employee of the Department of Justice, Joe Lawler. Derek, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe? How's things there?
Good. You worked with Joe in his capacity as a probation officer or as chief scout?
A probation officer in around, I suppose, I came back from North America. I emigrated in the 80s, came back around, I was there from 87 to 92. Around 92 or 93, I started working at a probation hostel in the Lizard.
In Chapel Lizard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Lionsville probation officer. Yeah, you would know being from Ballyferm, I worked there, and Joe was the probation officer in there.
Assigned, yeah.
And what you had in there, you would have a mixture of young people, probably from 14 to 17.
Yeah, vulnerable. They'd be in the hostel for a reason.
Not going to be hardy boys, but then there would have been a lot of... there would have been a lesser group who would have been abused and would have got involved in crime and drugs through being abused, sexual, physical abuse at home. So you'd have that group in the hostel as well,
And what were your impressions of Joe Lawler? What were your...
Well, straight away, Joe, you know, Joe was a married man, but like he's, straight away, you'd know, he's very effeminate in his movements and all that. So, you know, it was really, we are talking nearly 30 years ago, to be joking about him not being a straight mate. It was quite obvious that he wasn't, you know, that type of thing. But he'd often, you know, pick out lads he'd want to chat with, and he'd go off and have a chat for an hour with them in the hostel, you know. And you're still there, Joe? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just.
It was an ongoing joke that it was nearly inappropriate. You don't go into any room with any young person unless the door is open, because you're setting yourself up. Now, I can't say that I witnessed or suspected, because it would be quite impossible. There were big windows and anything that he did any of the young people, but he certainly would have. He wouldn't talk to the young fellow who was robbing cars or got picked up for a robbery or that. The type of people he'd have these little chat with would be, you know, people who had been abused or were vulnerable that end of things. And it was quite apparent that was going on. Now, the other thing in the hostel, at one stage from the hostel, he was the senior probation officer coming in. One of the managers in the time I was there, I was kind of part-time relief worker for 7 or 8 years there. One of the people running the hostel was a senior scout, apart from Joe. And himself and Joe were very good friends. And himself and Joe, that time, were senior scouts.
Yeah, well, there's no allegation against them.
But just to give
people a picture, Derek, the probation officer coming into a hostel, because a lot of those hostels were funded by the Department of Justice, as you know. The probation officer coming in from the Department of Justice, he or she would have been seen as a powerful individual, wouldn't they?
Powerful individual, and nearly 30 years ago, be nearly God, you know. And like, you know, I feel guilty today, because I did have suspicions, as all the staff, it was a running joke, something wasn't right. But you can't just make an allegation against somebody, you know. He would have been the most powerful figure that we dealt with in there, certainly, you know.
But then being, I know you say you suspect he was gay, but that's nothing to do with paedophilia, as you know.
Absolutely nothing, you know.
I'm saying he'd
often take chaps out of the hostel and go off with them to bring them to, you know, to events or to a sheltered workshop to show them, and he'd often arrive with clients. What I'm saying,
We now know, the Probation Service and the Department of Justice, they admit they received an allegation about Joe Lawler from, as we discovered here yesterday, from a very important source, i.e. a probation officer reported Joe Joe Lawler to the Department of Justice. But basically, the Department of Justice said, we did nothing. They did nothing. And that's the long and the short of their statement. We did nothing. Okay, Derek, thanks indeed. And kind regards. That's Derek. And thank you for your work in places like those hostels. They're long gone now, but they did serve a purpose at the time in the difficult period. Okay, Derek, thanks indeed. 51551.